Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Sports Lounge. I am your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the man we call the Sultan. Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end for the Los Angeles Rams, New York Giants, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Good afternoon, everyone. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. I'm completely exhausted. It's been a hell of a week for everybody, for the country, certainly.
It's definitely for the country, I'll tell you that.
I'm doing my best to chop wood, carry water.
Did you get a Kit Kat bar at least on your way in?
No,
here?
You know I didn't. I didn't get a Almond Joy either.
Well, we have to go see if we can find some of those during the show. It's a deal going on. We come to you live each and every week at this time, and we're on Sirius XM channel 211. We're on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, and you can also watch us on video on Facebook Live and YouTube and Periscope and Twitter and Tiki Live and the CRN Talk website. We're all there for you. So we hope that you'll join us here on the show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Baseball is wound down. Basketball is wound down. Football's going on. I thought we had a bad week handicapping, but Fred, I didn't realize that you and I talked about it and we decided to pick Miami over the Rams. So we were 10-4. We weren't too bad last week.
No, we were 10-4. We weren't too bad. We really got backdoored on a couple of games. We should have actually been 12-2.
Yeah, we should have. The Chargers, we lost that one at the last minute.
I was screaming at the television.
Would you really?
Fire the coach, please.
Please, what's going on with the Chargers,
Well, they played, seven games, and they've lost, three or four.
Yeah.
And most of those games have been where they've just blown the game.
Yeah, you're right. There's always seems to be some kind of a problem there. So anyway, we'll be talking about some games again this week for you, too, talking about some baseball and more. And we'll get to your emails. We got a lot of emails and some interesting questions for you this week, Fred Dreyer. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. That'll get the job done for you. Stay with us here as we move forward. In the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for joining us.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Question: have you ever thought about making an investment in California real estate for the high returns available through trust deeds? As a trusted professional broker, Sun Pacific Mortgage and Real Estate has been helping investors earn high yield returns on safer investments for over 32 years. Their trust deeds earn upwards of 13%. That's right, 13%. They invest in notes starting from $100,000 throughout all of California, where real estate remains strong. If you want to know more about high return investments through available deeds of trust, go to their website at sunpacificmortgage.com. That's sunpacificmortgage.com, or call them today at 707-523-2099. 707-523-2099. SunPacificMortgage.com, or call them at 707-523-2099.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Back in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, along with the one and only star of our program, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, football legend Fred Dreyer, the acting icon from Hunter and Land's End and all Crisis and Agent X and Bumblebee, the movie, and all that good stuff. So welcome back to the show. Fred and I are kind of just getting through the stress of election week and baseball and all that stuff. This controversy in baseball, Fred, is going on. This Justin Turner, the third baseman for the Dodgers, a great player, had a good year. He's a free agent. Will the Dodgers re-sign him? You and I think they should. There's talk that they may not because he is older and hasn't played a full season, but he is kind of the lifeblood of this Los Angeles Dodgers team. Am I right?
Well, he is. He's good for the community, and he and his wife have a charity events all the time, two, three times in the off season. A golf tournament. They raise money for these specific charities. But he's going to be 36 this year. I look at it like you sign a guy and suddenly he's old. You know.
Yeah,
he's great for a 36-year-old guy. He's great for a 35-year-old guy, but at what time is he going to want a 5-year contract? Probably going to want a 5-year contract, and he's probably going to want a lot of money. You know, probably $25 million, $30 million a year. And so, what do you do? Do you give him that money and cross your fingers and hope he doesn't literally trip over his beard on the way out to third base? Because he's so old, and if he gets hurt, you know, you can't. I guess they say he's never played more than 130 games a year.
That's the deal. He's played never played the full gambit of games over there, and he caused a lot of commotion when he went on the field this year, and they said he had tested positive. They found out in the seventh inning, pulled him out of the game of the seventh. The Dodgers go on to win game six, become the world champions. The teammates say get back out here on the field, and now they're saying he may face a suspension next year for a period of games because he was on the field because he tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, as stupid as that is and as outrageous as that is, we're in the age now of people really doing stupid, audacious things, and you know, for this guy, I guess apparently they pulled his test out of a machine, and then ran down to the stadium in the sixth inning and demanded that Dave Roberts pull him out of the game. And they told him when they pulled him out that, you know, you tested positive, like that was a death-defying, a death knell. Like he's like, you know, get me in the station wagon and take me to the morgue. You know, I'm about ready to die. So he went into the locker room and stayed there for a couple of innings until the game was over. Watched it on the monitor, and then at the end when the game was over, he came back out to be with his friends, and I guess that caused a lot of people, you know, pushing this, you know, how important this is, you know, that he was in the process of endangering the lives of thousands of people.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the bubble. I mean, he was there. They don't know how they got it. Apparently, Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, went on a local TV show after the World Series on Good Day LA, which is a local TV show in Los Angeles. And he said, I sat next to him on the field. I invited him to sit next to me when they had the team picture. And I guess Dave's got some kind of a pre-existing condition. We don't know what that is. But he invited Justin to sit next to him for the picture.
It's the flu, for crying out loud. You know, I don't want to turn this into a cause celeb, but
right.
I mean, you know, you've got a guy here, you know, who wanted to be with. I'd have done the same thing. I mean, especially if
you would have invited him back, right?
What was he supposed to do? Go right to the hospital, check himself in, and put himself on IV? You know, what's he supposed to do?
You're right. He got tested. They came in, and then, you know, but he should be able a chance to go out there and at least celebrate with the team.
No,
6 feet
not,
away.
No, not according to this. He went into the locker room where there was nobody there because the game was gone.
Yep.
When the game was over with, and they're coming into the locker room, where did they want him to go? Were they going to put him in the station wagon and take him to the hotel? Or are they going to where were they going to isolate him out there at the ballpark? Put him in the basement with the bats and balls? I mean, what are they asking to do? Why are they outraged that after the game was over, he went out to be with his teammates? And I would have, you know, to live your life and to be an old man and realize that you got wrangled out of celebrating. It might be your last championship game. You may not win anything. You may not win a lottery ticket, you know, to a baseball game.
That's correct.
So what are you supposed to do? You know, you're supposed to acquiesce? No. You go out there, instinct told you to go out there and be with your teammates, take some photographs, and then you go in and then what? Do you go home? Or you asked are they going to ask you? You got to stay away from your family? What are they going to do for 14 days? Going to airlift him out to a place, you know, in the Gulf of Mexico outside of Houston and drop him for 14 days?
No.
What are you going to do? What are they asking him to do? And these things are never thought through. They're never – because it's a politic and they're pushing it. It's the freaking flu.
How do they – you know, here's the thought process for you, Fred. How do they – test him and then be able to pull him out at the middle of the game? Shouldn't he have been tested before the game started so we know if he's a starter or not? It's like, that to me seems a little weird that the result comes back and all of a sudden they say, oh, this guy's positive. We better pull him off
the field. Well, was it a random test?
I don't know.
Who else did they test?
Yes, exactly.
Are you telling me he's the only baseball
That's
player?
The only one that tested positive apparently at that time, yes.
Oh, well. You know,
it's crazy.
And plus, you've got Fauci. He's telling people every 15 minutes, no, don't wear a mask. It really doesn't
do that
much.
Well, he wants you to wear them now.
Well, you got to wear a mask now.
Yeah, that's right. Fauci is telling you got to wear it now before he was a non-mask guy.
So, you know, you've got this whole politic.
Yes.
And before, as a baseball player, I'm asking for an adjudication by the Major League Baseball and by the United States government to tell me, write down in black and white on a piece of paper, the rules. What do you want us, what do you want me to do, and how is this going to shake down? What if I test positive? What do you want me to do? Go to my house and stay in my room for a week, 2 weeks? How about 9 days? If it says 10 days and I do 11, do I get credit for an extra day?
You might get credit for an extra day.
You know, this idiocy is really building beautifully into such a life altering mega event. You know, you've got not just baseball players, but you've got everybody who's been told, you know, well, you're okay. You can wear a mask. No, you don't have to wear one. And, you know, if you're over 52 and a half, you have to wear a mask. And we're going to give you an ID. And now the idiot here in California, Gavin Newsom, the governor.
That's the governor of California.
He's now making up these intricate rules where he says you can be fined and jailed. They can remove you from the premise and take you to prison for not wearing a mask. That's where they're going with it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm telling you, it's you know, 6 feet apart, wear the mask, whatever, but it's getting a little crazy when they start talking about jail time. We're going to take a little break, come back with more. This is the Sports Lounge coming to you on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, and he's always wet when he's drinking water. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, here with you every week at this time on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRN, Sports Byline Radio, and of course, Sirius XM Channel 211. Lots of good stuff. We got people in our chat room. Not only are we broadcasting on radio stations around the country, we're broadcasting on smart speakers, Amazon Echo, Google Home. All you got to do is say, hey, Alexa, play CRN1 and you can hear the show, or hey, Google, play CRN1 and you're tuned into the show. We're also available. You can dial phone numbers and just listen to the show on a phone. You can also, on your smartphone, here's a real trick. You dial #250, #250 on your phone. And then you hit send, and then listen, when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keyword? You say CRN. Our app is loaded on the phone, and you can take us with you wherever you go. They'll send you a text message. You can press the link for an iPhone
or for an Android. And it's on your phone forever.
You can
take it off.
You delete it, but it's there.
But it's there. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to look in the store to pick it up or anything. It is #250. It's a phone call. You hit send. When the call is answered, say CRN. They'll load the app right there on the phone.
That sounds like an easy thing to do.
It's good, Fred Dreyer.
I recommend our listeners do that.
We also are on the Roku and on Facebook Live and YouTube and Periscope and Twitter and CRNTalk.com. A lot of different video sites. And in our chat room, we have a lot of people here that are on the line here with us. Hey, Scott says aloha to you, Fred.
Aloha.
He says, can you get the Rams back on track?
Can I get them on track?
Yeah, can you?
They'd never do what I suggest. If they were to you know send a car for me and I'd drive over to practice, there's things that I would bring up and things that I
really?
Would there's things that I would absolutely tell them to do, and they would briefly, quickly take me home.
Well, he wants to know. Bruce says, a great show. He's listening to it. John says, good evening to both you and I. Kathy said, hello from Lawndale. That's close to where you grow up. You grew up, right?
I was born in Hawthorne.
Okay.
Hawthorne Hospital. And then my parents moved to Lawndale, which was a chicken ranch. You know that, don't you?
It
was a chicken ranch.
Lawndale was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Huge chicken ranch.
So
anyway, they moved there, and then I lived at 4137.
What are you pounding on over there on the table today? There's like a drum going on or something.
West 159th Street.
Really?
Yeah, really.
West 159th Street, that's where you grew up?
That's where I grew up,
yeah. Yeah, okay. How far away from the chicken ranch was that?
No, that was in the chicken ranch.
Oh, so you grew up in the chicken ranch?
Yeah. I think.
Could you hear like roosters crowing in the morning?
No.
Okay.
It was way cleared out before they allowed people to start cutting pads for homes in there.
Okay.
But, it was a while before they sanctioned and got streets and curbs and sewers in there. I was a kid, and my dad built his house, and then I'd come home from school I'd go out on the porch and watch these huge tractors, these graders, cut the streets and the curbs and the sewers in. It was really a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
So you'd watch the heavy equipment going on there. Did you ever think of getting into construction?
Yeah, I did. That had a big impression on me. I liked heavy equipment, and I liked building stuff.
Right.
And my father built his house. He also poured a driveway himself. My dad was pretty industrious.
Pretty handy.
He could do some stuff, you know.
Bernard says, bonjour from Ottawa. He's in Canada. Pamela, She said, Pamela wants to know, who is your pick for the NFL West?
Who's my pick?
Yeah, pick that's going to win the NFL West. Who's your pick?
Who's going to win it?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. That's a good question.
She says, if not the Los Angeles Rams, who?
No, there's nobody in the NFC West that, you know, that division, it really sucks. But
got Seattle, what is San Francisco.
Seattle, I guess Seattle is the team.
You that, like Seattle. You,
well, I like their quarterback.
Yeah, Russell.
And they're 5-6-1.
Yeah.
Six
so
and
is
one.
That your pick is Seattle?
So Seattle, I would say.
That's good. Greg says, really liked you and Hunter. Really did. And he said,
you.
Would like to see a new Hunter TV show. They could do a new Hunter TV
well,
show.
They could do anything they
with
want.
You as the sage a little bit more, really, you know, thought process. Maybe not quite as action-packed as you were before, although I'm sure you could still jump off or throw people off buildings.
Well, they were you know, in today's world, when they do that remake, they hire a big black guy who wears a leather coat like Shaft, and they'll have me as his landlord downstairs, always asking him, hey, Big Jim, can you keep it down up there?
So you would be like a character actor, a character role.
Of
then.
Course.
Okay. Kathy says, by the way, we asked earlier about Dave Roberts, that he has a pre-existing condition. And Kathy says that he's a cancer survivor. I did not know that about our buddy Dave Roberts. And I love the guy. And so there you go. He had the Justin Turner sit next to him.
Well, isn't he
he's something
cancer
else.
Free?
I hope so,
well,
yes.
No, but he isn't he?
Yeah, I would
okay.
think so.
Well, he doesn't have cancer coaching the Dodgers.
But still, they say pre-existing condition. Well, it depends on what guy's coming up the bat. I'm just made that
so,
up.
So they're worried about,
I didn't mean
they're
that.
Worried
I like
about
the
all the scar tissue and the debased
I don't know if that's what they're worried about.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay,
the
go
health,
ahead.
The health conditions.
Oof, getting a little medical here.
Well, it's common sense. Again, it's like Justin Turner. You know, what are you going to do with all this stuff? You've got Dave, who had cancer. He's a survivor now. Does that mean his immune system now is weakened to the point where he's got to be really careful of the virus? I mean, he's, what, 50? Well, how old is he? How old is Dave?
Dave
Roberts?
Is probably in his 50s, I would think.
Well,
don't you think?
We're Siri.
Maybe
we
I don't know. We'll find out. I don't have
Seriously,
Siri with me. We'll
sleep.
Find out. Someone will
but,
go ahead.
But
and
the but
talk
the but the issue is he's got a preconditioned you know, situation
right.
for the COVID virus.
Yes.
Does that mean he is more susceptible to really getting terrible symptoms than most people?
Well, according to your friend Dr. Fauci, maybe.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't see people.
Older people over 65 with pre-existing conditions are more heavily hit by the COVID-19 virus.
You know, there's a whole big thing to that. You know, it's just not the fact that you have pre-existing conditions as it is that you may not be a healthy person.
That's right. I agree with you on that, definitely.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you know you can't struggle with that and try to make every single person. You can't live life. The culture can't bend to the fact that one person may pass away because of preconditioned situation. And you've got to open the thing up. And I believe in herd immunity. I told you that before.
Yeah, I agree with it, too. My uncle told me that. He says, hey, you know, on my uncle's farm, he said, you know, you work, you get exposed to whatever viruses and things, and you build up immunities. And that's what I think you do. And sometimes when we stay locked down in the house, you're away from all that. And next thing you know, you walk outside and wham, everything hits you. By the way, Kathy is our Dave Roberts expert, and she says he is 48. So he's a youngster, 48. No, he's a good guy. Like, well, he was a player recently too. You know, good
well,
man.
Yeah, but that's 48. I mean,
yeah,
you know, what do we have to worry about? You know, Justin Turner is 36. I mean, is he going to sneeze? And are they going to track the virus coming out of his nose until it lands on somebody?
And then
they're going to attack that person with medicine.
You're getting very medical on the show, but I agree with you.
I'm forced to ask these types of preposterous questions.
That's why you are the great Fred Dreyer. You have to ask those things. You do. Yeah. Okay, so thank you, Kathy, for all that information. By the way, find out what Dave Roberts' favorite wine is, if you would, because we know he has that winery along with his partners there, Red Stitch Wine.
Yes, yeah, I know.
Rich Aurelia is his partner.
That's another thing.
That's another thing
I'm going to mention. That,
yes.
You know, he's got a preconditioned idea. He can't be drinking alcohol.
Well, he can have a little red wine. It's good for the immune system.
Thing. You wine drinkers, there's no such thing as one little glass. I can drink a glass.
Wait a second.
I can drink a glass of port, but you guys guzzle down bottle after bottle.
Wait, we don't guzzle down bottle after bottle. We have a glass.
We've got the empty bottles to prove it.
Oh, really? So I've seen you put away some port from time to time when you're in a good mood.
Put away.
I've seen you.
You know what a port glass looks like, ladies and gentlemen? It's about the size of my thumb.
That's not the one you do. You got that big port glass.
You served it to me at your house the other day, and I said, what are you trying to do?
It was a regular glass.
It looks like a glass of Beaujolais.
Well, you're the big wine connoisseur that drinks port with the meal, for God's sake. It's an after-dinner drink. And so we gave you a glass for the meal so you could wash down whatever you were having.
I have an aperitif. That's the definition of my drink, is an aperitif.
We're going to have to get Dave to bring you some wine here because you really speak the language.
Yeah, well, I'll wear Dave out. But if I start getting if I drink
one glass
of wine, Dave better watch out.
Watch out. Aren't we going to try and get Rick Honeycutt on here,
questions.
Too? Is
what?
It now that Rick Honeycutt retired as the Dodger pitching coach this last year, shouldn't he be our pitching coach and we just have him come in here and sit with us and coach us during the show? Can we get him on to talk?
We should probably – the offseason is –
good idea, right?
Is here upon us. Maybe we should – you think he'd come in studio?
I think he might. If not, we
Where
can –
Where does he live?
He lives in Arizona. Definitely he'll come in.
We're
based in Southern California. He'll just drive in one day, 8 hours.
He has a motorcycle. It's a sidecar.
It's a great eight-hour drive.
Puts his dog in it.
Go through Palm Springs and everything. He'd probably love to come in. He's got a motorcycle. He'll have all those bugs on his teeth because he's kind of a happy guy. And and the bugs hit you.
Well, he has one of those masks, the reverse mask that goes
on. Yeah, now see Fauci with the mask. That's a good thing to do. It keeps the bugs out of your teeth.
Doesn't he have a motorcycle, Fauci?
I think Fauci does, definitely. He jettisons from one place to the other. We'll be back with more. The things you learn here in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3. Plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal pre-mixed antifreeze and coolant. On sale now for just $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If your home service business is not at the top of Google Maps, winningreviews.com is here to help. You need to be careful when working on your Google My Business profile, which is what shows up on Google Maps. One mistake, and you'll be on page two. Winningreviews.com offers a workshop to teach you how to get to the top of Google Maps. Don't let your competition have that top spot. Check out winningreviews.com and get to the top of Google Maps. Go to winningreviews.com. That's winningreviews.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x Speed Perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer, is the true star of this program. We're with you every week at this time. Thanks so much for joining us on CRN Talk. You can find out more at crntalk.com. Sports Byline, go to sportsbyline.com. And, of course, Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel.
You know, if I interject here.
It's your show. Do whatever you like to do.
It's still fresh.
It's like an interjecting time for you, please. Yeah.
Let me
introduce you, ladies and gentlemen. To interject, Fred Dreyer.
You shouldn't assume that you're not as important as I am.
You get all the one shots. I'm on, it's always a two shot.
No, I understand that. But
you like those one shots, don't you?
Well, I'm not getting one today.
Yes, you are.
I don't see it.
I'm seeing it.
Well, you're monitoring.
There you are.
How do I look over
Where
there?
Did I go? You look great. When I talk, then it's a two shot. You've got the better microphone.
But you're
look
the
at
one
that.
That's in control of that.
No, it's the producer. It's the director who orders the cuts in there. Sid, our director Sid, is working on the show.
Sid?
Yeah, Sid, take a one shot.
I've never met Sid. How is that? Why is that possible?
Sid, take a two shot. He comes right back in for you.
Sid, take a two shot.
Yeah, he's in the back in the control room. That's why you don't see him.
Oh, that's
he's
that guy in the hallway eating a sandwich.
Intimidated
he's on his
by
way
you.
Back.
He is. Anyway, you wanted to interject. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, Fred Dreyer, time for interjection.
Interjection is, I just don't want you to have an inferiority complex when we go on the air. I want you to feel as though that you are here to contribute. You have a lot to say. And, you should take stock in your own
thank you, Fred.
Your own expertise.
I just want to thank you for at least saying that. You said it nicely, and you were very to the point and nicely said. Thank you.
But don't dine out on it. I mean, you know.
I have a preconceived condition here of being sensitive.
You have swollen eyes.
Women like that. A sensitive man.
Well, you're a woman magnet. When we're out, I see women.
Oh, please do another moment here with Fred, please. Thank you.
I see women really flock to you.
Really? You see that, huh?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, it's really great.
And I get out of the way because, man.
Elva was in my office
today. Yeah, the big ones stampede, boy. When they get going, the momentum is you can't head them off. You got to literally run to the door and hopefully they go past you out onto the curb.
Thank you so much. All right, comments here. We have John said the only good thing about the lockdown in the UK, he said, is watching Hunter.
Hey.
Huh?
You know, yeah. when they started distributing Hunter in China.
This started, I think, the Wuhan virus.
This is what
I've heard.
Yeah,
people watching Hunter, they got an idea.
I mean, look, they blamed Trump on the virus, so they could blame Hunter over in China.
How did Hunter? What happened when they put it in China? What happened?
Every time that show came on, which was, I think it was they stripped it. They had 160 shows, so they stripped it, and it came on every Thursday or every Friday, I think it was. And when they did, the entire country of 1.4 billion
really
stopped doing what they were doing, which was probably making making virus. They all the labs emptied out, and everybody went to a TV to watch Hunter.
So it was kind of like that whole thing where the country shut down to watch you and Hunter.
That's what they
did. I don't
blame
you.
That's what they did.
That's what I do in my place.
You know, they thought Hunter was a noble figure because he was dedicated. They didn't look at it as a violent show, and it really wasn't for the sake of
you threw people off the roof
stuff.
Every once in
but,
a while.
Yeah, Hunter got mean sometimes. He was naughty, and he just wing a guy. See, there's a little guy, you know, the little guys –
Yeah.
They could fly.
You could
wing them and they could just fly.
Keep moving.
You could actually maybe reach the next building over if you really got a running start at it.
A lot of people don't know this, but you were the spokesperson for a solar energy company at one time that prided themselves. Their pride and joy was the way they installed everything, quality. And you would go up on the roof and expect, and you say, who'll put this in there? And then you take the guy that was working away on there from Brand X and you'd throw him off the roof.
Well, we'd say that's bad heating and air conditioning. You've got to go. Yeah. And then we'd fly him off the roof.
That's it. Now, Pam says, with football in full swing, could you recall this game for us? And she's got a football memory for you. Let me set the stage, if I could, for you dramatically.
Okay.
It's late in the game. All right. The Rams were leading the dreaded Minnesota Vikings at the time, 10-7. And you, Fred Dreyer, sacked your old buddy from the New York Giants, Fran Tarkington. And you were wrongly called offsides, and the penalty enabled the Vikings to score and win 14-10. And understandably, it had to be very upsetting for you and your team. Do you remember calling the officials donkeys after the game?
I called them a lot of things. I don't think donkeys was one of them.
Okay.
But the issue was...
Yes.
The line judge is the referee that straddles the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And they're usually on the right hand side or the non tight end side sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
But anyway, they're looking to see who lines up correctly. You've seen it. Everybody's seen them. The ball was snapped, and I got a good jump, and I wound up sacking Tarkington. And the side judge, which is the judge about 10, 15 yards down the field, almost in the defensive backfield on the side.
Right, okay.
He's the one that said I was offsides.
And that guy did?
That's right.
How could he see?
Exactly. So now you know the root of my dismay.
Yeah, so you were very upset about that. So he called it.
I went to Tommy Bell, who was the ump.
Right.
Ref. He didn't want to hear it. And I said, look, I'm not arguing about being offsides. I'm saying that the guy that called me offsides is 15 yards down the field. How could he possibly call me offsides?
He was offsides, right? To me, he was offsides making the call. He couldn't see it.
Well,
so you didn't use the word donkey, but you were upset.
So the line judge, I tried to get the line judge involved in the conversation.
Of course.
So I went over to him like a crazy man, and I said, you've got to speak up. I wasn't offsides. Of all the people that would say I was offsides, you should be the one flagging me for being offsides.
So you told the line judge he's got to speak up?
Yeah.
What did he say to that?
I said, stop being a, you know.
I can't talk. I know. It's a family show.
And he pretended not to hear me.
Which really upset me.
Which goes to the fact that today, you know, they huddle. I asked Tommy Bell, I said, get the two, three judges together and say, what the hell's going on?
Hold on a second.
This is the NFC Championship.
And I'm telling you right now, they didn't do that in those days?
No.
You were the guy that started them to do this?
I don't know. I don't know if I did.
Well, you must have.
But there was a lot of people that asked for a ruling from the right person. I'm not in the backfield, holding somebody on a pass route.
Yeah.
I'm a defensive lineman, and he's telling that guy in the back. It's like a guy up right over here, up in the front of where your office is.
Yeah.
If 15 yards away says that you did something, you encroached, and you did something that deserves a penalty. And the guy who was standing right next to me watching what was going on refused to speak up. That's what really bothered me. And so I let everybody have it. And Tommy Bell said to me, hey, watch it. You know, I don't want to have to throw you out. And I said, oh, you'd love to do that. This is an NFC Championship game, and they don't like throwing people out of these games.
Of course not.
You know. But at the same time, I said, you guys are incompetent because you're not
– Jay, all right.
You're allowing this guy to make the call.
Take it easy. I'm just worried about you a little bit.
It's hey,
like, okay, give me a one shot now.
Did you ask me a question?
Yes, and I want to tell Pam, who's listening to us right now. Pam, are you happy? Are you happy with your comment there? You got Fred all riled up over an old Vikings game where they lost it 14-10 because this guy calls Fred at the last minute, doesn't even see that he's offside, but maybe it changed the game of football. Anyway, the Vikings...
It changed the game of football.
I think
football.
It did.
I'm sure it did.
The Vikings, just to show you cheaters never prosper, they went on to lose the Super Bowl to the Steelers.
I jinxed them.
The Rams were the better team. That's what Pam says. And she said that you mentioned before this was one of your most memorable games. Was that one
was
of your most memorable
it was.
Games?
Was yes, it? It was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah, now there's a shot that we can put up here for you to make a comment on, and I'll put it up right now. There's Fran Tarkington.
I can't see it.
Well, oh, yeah, you can't. I'm holding it up. Well, you got a copy right in front of you.
Right in front of
you. Yeah, you do. So this is you putting the hit, but they called it, and they said you're offsides. Terrible. It's a terrible thing.
Well, look, you weren't there, and so there's really no reason for you to be upset.
I'm not. I just wanted to make sure everybody saw that. Just thank you for that email there. Now,
yes, thank you.
Ansel is says, hello, Mr. Dreyer.
Hello.
And he says, I'm Ted, and Ted Payne, and he said, I'm looking for a professional production company to help put together a great reality show of all time. He's living in Vegas, 27 years in Hollywood. He said that you and he took a picture together on the set of Hunter back in the 80s. He said he's now disabled. He's a disabled vet, and thank you, Ted, for your service. We mean that from the bottom of our heart. And he says he's got an idea for a reality show. We're not going to mention what it is because I don't want people to steal it. But he wants to put together a reality show. He also wants to do some a nightly talk show with a kind of a rock and roll feature to it. And better thoughts and stuff on this. You've heard of many ideas of people coming up. These are how ideas are sprung from people's ideas. Am I right, Fred?
I guess.
Yeah. So anyway, so good luck to you on that. And he writes that to you. I'd mention it, but I don't want people to steal your idea. Cindy is from Melbourne, Australia, and she's depressed, Fred. You need to help her out here. She's a bit sad. She says she now has to watch the show later on in the day and not live because she's now working. Your show airs at 10 a.m. on Thursday mornings in Australia on Australian Eastern Standard Time. And she says we have to speed up the process to get at least two shows a week so she can tune in live again. After the first of the year, we're going to go 5 days here. That's the game plan. Am I correct on that one?
She'll feel better about that.
Yeah, I think so. I think she would feel a lot better on it, so that's good. Daryl says, I'm here at my home flipping through TV stations on the TV, and I came across the show Hunter. I haven't seen this show in years and wants to know what you're up to these days. Well, you're doing this
that's
show.
That's a big question. we're doing the show, CRN Talk, Mike Horn and I are teaming up and we're talking about sports.
That is what we do, and we're glad you're here together.
That's what we're doing. Thank you, Daryl.
Lois says, how about the Rams beating the Bears?
That's not really a story. You're from Chicago.
Yeah, the Bears are having a fairly good year, but now they've lost a few again, Fred. So that's a little...
Yeah, well, that's not a snappy league. There's a lot of poor teams.
In the Central Division there?
In all of football.
Yeah.
Have you seen these games? I've never seen such bad football in my life.
It's kind of a bad football year.
I could go into it.
Brady is looking good. When we come back, it's a short segment. Can you go into it just quickly?
Well, I mean, I don't, at the risk of being negative, I don't want to hurt the feelings of the fans who are, I'm going to talk poorly about their team.
Well, we're never really negative on this show.
I'm sure we were.
But when we come back, let's give you a little couple of minutes here to talk about it. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. He is Fred Dreyer. We'll be back with more on CRN Sports Byline and Sirius XM Channel 211.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And we're back. Final segment here in the Sports Lounge. Bruce says he wants to see footage from that Viking game if he can. We should see if we can pull some someday and put it up here on the show. Also,
go to Google or
that'll be up there, right? On Google, sure.
Should. I mean, everything else in the world is up there.
Lee says, "Hello, Mr. Dreyer. I'm looking through some football cards, and I saw your football card, and there you have it.
That's
one of the many football cards there. It's good. So you were going to talk about football bad teams this year?
But the league's terrible, and players even talk about it. There was no training camp, none,
true.
Zero.
Yep.
No preseason games, none, zero. And all training camp was is going there and putting your shorts on and running around playing catch, kicking the ball, and doing your social distancing and all of this other garbage.
Right.
And nothing was ever accomplished. And so when you go to play games, It shows. Ask all these other athletes. Ask a ballerina if you do nothing. Nothing for 6-8 months.
Get out of shape.
And then step up on the stage and try to make people believe it.
That's
what you have.
It destroyed my career as a ballerina.
Well, you have a little bit of a...
Still have my tutu?
Your geometry's off.
It is. Yeah. Well, John has sent us some memorabilia. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer. Follow him first on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. But get those emails in because we read them on the air. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @CRNTalk.com, and we'll get him on the show. You look like you're ready to get going here, and you got any final thoughts, Fred, for the audience out there, possibly?
Well, have a great week.
Good.
Have a great weekend.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time.
And I'll see you next time, too. So thank you so much for joining us here every week at this time in the Sports Lounge. More information, go to crntalk.com. Download our cell phone app. Remember, on your smartphone, dial CRN, pound 250, and say CRN. You'll get the app loaded up to your phone. See you next week.